A small bridge and a waterway separated the attendees of former Mayor Baker's farewell party from the homeless protesters outside. Tickets for the farewell celebration ranged from $125 up to $10,000. No one was allowed into the park without a ticket. Reverend Bruce Wright with the Refuge and the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign helped organize the protest.
Well, we feel like if you're going to celebrate someone's successes, you really need to look at their failures, which are many in Rick Baker's case. Not the least of which is the criminalization of the homeless and St. Pete being labeled the second meanest city in the country in its treatment of the homeless. So we decided the best way to do that is have our own party outside with protest signs and music, and we have food here for everyone that wants to come, including the homeless community. We got several groups, several private citizens that are concerned about this issue, and St. Pete for Peace and Rise Up Tampa Bay.
Wright said the lack of a designated free speech zone for the protest outside the event was the cause of tension between the protesters and local officials.
And they've privatized the public park, which our city ordinances say very clearly that anyone has a right to go in the park. And in fact, they have to make space within the park at an event for homeless, for anyone to protest a designated area, and they haven't done that. They've put us outside.
WMNF attempted to speak with Mayor Baker and his associates, but was denied entry to the park along with the general public. Major D.D. Karen with the St. Pete Police Department was one of the officers who denied the protesters park access.
Apparently the protesters want onto Demon's Landing. There's a park permit, so we're denying their access. There is a permit was pulled. We were given a copy of it, and we interpret that to mean that we're shutting off the park only to people that live in the marina or are invited guests to the event or have tickets to the event. On Monday during regular business hours, I'll be more than happy to research it more. I have researched it. I cannot find what they're talking about. I've researched the ordinances, and I can't even find a copy of the number they gave me to exist. So, yes, I will. I'll be more than happy to look into it Monday morning. They have my contact information, and they do contact us.
In January 2007, St. Pete Police slashed the tents of 25 homeless people. Reverend Wright said that was one of the reasons for protest.
Mayor Baker ordered an attack on the homeless community while they were sleeping in their tents. He destroyed their property, their tents, and in some cases slashed the tents while people were still in it. The police department at his behest did this. They also have enacted ordinances that criminalize even sleeping outside. And lastly, he has never delivered on the promises of public housing for all, and especially economic development in the black community. In fact, his law enforcement has been notorious for heavy-handed tactics that have resulted in at least four black youth that have been shot in a questionable setting.
Wright said that several law firms are representing the local homeless population to address the abuse.
There's lots of law firms involved. There's the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty, and there's the Southern Legal Center have taken on a case, class action suit against the city for harassment of the homeless. They've been able to establish a pattern that is clear-cut where hundreds of homeless are arrested for no good reason every month. Well, we're hoping that there'll be an injunction, a cease and desist order, and we're hoping that there'll be damages awarded at some point, maybe even in the millions like they did down in Miami with the Pottinger Act, and that that would go towards the homeless community deciding how they want to deal with their lives as opposed to bureaucracies.
Greta Hunziker attended the protest with St. Pete for Peace, holding a sign that read, "Freedom should be more than a pretext for war."
We're here to say, like, the bad things that he's done have not made him a beneficial mayor or person to the community or society. He's attacked the homeless. He's attacked black youth. He's been very unfair and unwilling and stringent in the policies that he's passed. And he just recently passed the privatization of a public sidewalk at Baywalk, which we were protesting, attended town meetings for. I think it's sad that not more college students are involved, because we have three major. We have USF, we have St. Pete College, we have Eckerd College, and there's just a great potential. They can come out here and they can hold signs and they can stand here and be engaged in physical, face-to-face conversations with people.
Hunziker was amazed at the disparity of resources allotted for the Baker event compared with the protest.
You know, the dinner that's going on inside, there's thousands and hundreds of dollars being poured into this dinner when there are people out here that don't have any food. So we, to be like the anti thesis of what they're doing. We're giving out a free dinner for the homeless right outside where they're charging $10,000 a table, like for his comrades and elites and friends and, you know, colleagues to enjoy a nice meal. And they're trying to push us out because they don't want to, like, deal with the unpleasantness of what we're trying to say.
Benjamin Aria brought food for the homeless from Food Not Bombs, a direct action group that shares free vegan and vegetarian meals with the hungry in more than 1,000 cities around the world every week to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment.
Maybe we can encourage people to share. We can encourage people to not waste. That's a big thing we do with Food Not Bombs. We try to conserve a lot of the food. Food that people would normally throw out, like businesses, we definitely take and use to feed people, because there's a lot of waste, especially in America. Encouraging more people to try to be active and do things and help your community is definitely something that's extremely necessary for everyone to be involved in.
St. Pete for Peace is a nonpartisan anti-war group founded in January 2003. Which brings awareness to the atrocities they say our government is committing in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Palestine, and Iraq. The group appears weekly on WMNF's Overnight Underground program on Tuesday from 1 to 4 a.m. You can find out more at stpeteforpeace.org. For the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign, log on to old.economichumanrights.org. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.